Now it's time for the
two, count 'em, two.
Two up on the upswing.
Woodman's is creating a buzz in Racine. Saw this in the Milwaukee Business Journal yesterday. The Woodman's Market store planned for Racine's Regency Mall property is driving tremendous interest from other retailers and restaurants interested in opening in the area, according to the mall's owners. The Georgia-based Hall Property Group is redeveloping the mall and working on a bunch of different opportunities to fill the space. The mall, obviously, still open, but getting a lot of new inquiries there in terms of sit-down restaurants, kind of grab-and-go restaurants, and some additional retail. Woodman's obviously a huge
really makes sense, Jeff. When you think about a grocery store and really what it means to a center, it's just traffic, right? We're going to stop there to get something on the way home. We're going to stop something there, you know, maybe try the restaurant, maybe try the store that's there. A grocery store anchor can change a mall.
Yeah.
But it's what all malls are doing. I mean, how often in the past have you seen a mall have a grocery store?
Yeah.
It was rare up until recently.
That's right.
But now it's all about traffic drivers.
Indeed. So it's expected to open in the third quarter of 2025. The new Woodman's is the first phase of the $120 million Regency Mall redevelopment that's expected to create $80 million in new property value. All right, next up, are you a Walmart or shopper? Are you a Walmart shopper or a Target, shopper?
But I admit,
what's the Cass family
shopper,
do?
But more of a Target. My wife and daughter love Target.
Okay.
I mean, it's always the $100 trip, right?
That's right.
There's never less than $100 spent at Target.
Indeed. So Walmart's business continues to grow as the nation's largest retailer has higher income consumers to thank. Shoppers and households earning more than $100,000 made up 75% of Walmart's market share gains in the third quarter, according to the CEO yesterday. The fourth quarter will be fun to watch, the CEO of Walmart said, adding that the company expects it will be similar to the kind of momentum we've seen in the first three quarters. Stock price rose almost 4% yesterday, down slightly this morning. But it'd be interesting to see how Walmart continues to drive its business
up
from
to
the
a
upper income shoppers.
Because really, for the past, it's been more of the middle and kind of lower income. Now going to the higher end is more at the Target level.
Yeah.
But I think it's all retailers, right? We're trying to figure out with inflation and kind of prices, everyone's smarter, right?
Yeah.
They're thinking, where can I get the really good price? So I think Walmart makes sense. So, I mean, it's interesting how they're going to go at each other, Walmart and Target.
Yes.
Because, I mean, after them, who are the next retailers? There's not much above them left, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, Costco's kind of taken over. Costco's that
Sam's,
one.
Sam's. Have you heard Sam's anymore? Do you hear
without
them?
Without a doubt.
I mean, Sam's is out there, but you don't hear that name as much anymore.
Yeah, and look, briefly, Target shares fell 20% early in trading this morning as the retail posted disappointing quarterly results and lowered its profit and sales goals for the rest of the year.
It also means something to Kohl's, right? Kohl's used to be above Walmart and Target, but now are they coming all together?
Yeah.
Kohl's has got a big 6 weeks ahead of it, Jeff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of eyes on them right now.
Without a doubt. And they're all trying to find what is that niche. But at the same time, you want to kind of be all things to everyone,
you
especially during this time of the year.
Especially because online shopping is so easy.
Yeah.